Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Network. You are now about to witness the strength of fantasy knowledge. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, you are now tuned in to the Speeds and Spittin' statistician on Fantasy Freestyle. Up next on that cipher.
The mic.
On the microphone, you know that I'm one of the best yet. Dane Martinez.
You know what it is. It's your boy Dane Martinez, a.k.a. Speeds, a.k.a. the Spittin' Statistician, a.k.a. the Stable Genius and Vocal Minority, and welcome to another edition of the Fantasy Freestyle right here on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network, episode 382 of the Fantasy Freestyle, the 382nd convening of the Stats Overbeat Cypher. We got a good show for you today, as always. Now, listen, a lot of new people here with the Fantasy Freestyle. I can feel it. I can feel the energy ramping up for football season. We got a lot more people in the mentions and the timelines and the phone calls. People are preparing their drafts. I just finished the draft. It is going on. And people are starting to think about how to start betting the football season. We are going to do that as usual. We go division by division. We're going to be in the NFC East today. There was some news out of the NFC East earlier today. Ezekiel Elliott talking about, hey, Le'Veon Bell could do it. Hey, Melvin Gordon can do it. I want a new contract too. We'll talk about how that might impact who you draft in the top four of fantasy football this year. It's actually an interesting question. I got my man over here, Jason DeHaes, who's a big friend of the Stats Overbeat Cypher. If you are real deal Stats Overbeats, you have seen him on the show before talking NBA, talking Knicks hatred for the most part. What we're going to do is, I think now the dust has settled for a little bit. You know, I thought that maybe 2 weeks ago, and then, you know, Paul George also moves, and then Russell Westbrook also moves. So we're going to catch up and talk about how to maybe make some cash, what we look forward to betting the NBA. Sound good with you?
Sounds good with me, man.
Absolutely. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about the NBA player movement, how that relates to some of those future odds, things of that nature. We're going to talk NFC East diamonds and fugazis, how to bet the NFC East. And then, of course, we put the fun in functional sports content with the Stats Overbeat Cypher. We are bringing back something Danny Otto loves from down there in the fantasy pit of misery. We're going to bring back some rapping athletes. We're going to see who we like better. We got some smoke for the king. We'll talk about that. And we have a poll question up as well. If you want to follow me, you can at Spittin' Speeds, at FNTSY Radio, at FNTSY Sportsnet. Here's my question, okay? Do you like this rash of NFL players, NBA players, even to a certain extent, Major League Baseball players, really taking more control of their narrative, of their player situations. We see Le'Veon Bell, yeah, I'll hold out. Antonio Brown, you know, scorched earth, manipulating his contract. It actually works for him, right? We saw Melvin Gordon demand a hold, you know, say he might hold out. News of Ezekiel Elliott. This is happening in the NBA as well, Jason. We see this with Anthony Davis, literally wearing "That's all, folks" shirts in his last week there in New Orleans. You know, Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, all that good stuff. We see this now with, you know, Chris Paul and James Harden. We see this with Russell Westbrook. The dominoes continue to fall as people are now manipulating their situation more and more in professional sports. The poll question is, do you like that? You know, do you like that as a fan? Do you like that now, you know, these ideas of tampering and free agency are almost, you know, kind of an old era, Jason, because it's not really about like, oh, I'm worried that this team is going to talk to me before I can sign a contract, right? It's really about like one of my best friends over a late night, you know, kind of drink being like, yo, wouldn't it be cool if we could sync up our contracts and go to, oh, I don't know, some city we'd like to play for with, oh, I don't know, some coach that we know is respected with, oh, I don't know, some team that also has a good friendly salary cap so we can bring our other friend who's not as good of a player as us, but if we can break the gang together, sure, that could be Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and DeAndre Jordan. That could be LeBron James and what I think is going to be Anthony Davis and, you know, probably like Carmelo Anthony as well, right? Is this cool, in your opinion, Jason? Is this okay?
No.
Okay, there you go. That's the kind of stuff we're going to bring here on the Fantasy Freestyle. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to collect our thoughts, right? You have an opportunity to vote in the poll as well. Yes, do you like this? No, is it a very slippery slope of where it's going? Or do you think it not really matters because this is only a move that is reserved for the true elite of the elite? Yeah, it can work for Le'Veon Bell when he says the average of the top five at the position is actually a bad deal for him. And he's telling the truth. Mathematically, he is one of only two running backs in the world that could say that. Is Melvin Gordon one of those two? Is Ezekiel Elliott one of those two? I'm not sure, but we'll talk about it, how it relates to all sports. We got my boy Jay Hove right here, Stats Over Beats Cypher friend. Of course, the spitting statistician, and you on the Fantasy Freestyle. Come on back. We'll talk NBA player movement. Vote in the poll. You can holler at your boy if you want to. Come on. Dilly dilly to all.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Fantasy Freestyle right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Spitting statistician. I got my main man, Jay Hove, in the building here. Real deal Stats Over Beats Cypher. We like grew up together, okay? And I thought there would be no one better to talk NBA player movement than you, Jason. Word on the street is that, you know, how Nick Nurse used to coach in, like, England. That Nick Nurse coached a man that then coached you in England. You were like 6'4", playing all five spots.
That's right.
And
that's
stuff.
The closest I'll get to a championship.
But that's okay. You know about this player movement, and that's what we're going to get into. Big shout out to the Stats Over Beats Cypher. Real deal Stats Over Beats Cypher members in here. Jilly Dilly. Dilly Dilly to you. Mendo Bruce. Francisco G. Strong Style. Hey, Strong Style. How you like that new intercontinental champion out there? Mendo Bruce in the building as well. D Money, yo, complaining that it's like 101 degrees out there in San Diego. That's where the unicorn's from. I was out there last week playing a little bit of golf. Out there, Jay, I played golf on like this naval base course, okay? I literally sliced the ball. You know how there's like a cart path and stuff? I sliced the ball over like a Navy plane runway. Okay, and then it went into like some grass. I was like, well, do I go over there and pick it up? It's like a C-130 trying to take off. Literally a plane that is so big, it carries tanks and ships. And it was like getting ready to take off. I sliced one like 200 yards, right? I decided to leave it alone. But big shout out to the Stats Overbeat Cypher. We're going to get into right now. There are questions, by the way, Jason, of people that you think maybe are really, really undervalued this year. From a fantasy context, I wanted you to think of some people, maybe rookies, second-year guys you expect to take that big-time step up, maybe given our moves. But I want to start with all the moves that have happened, okay? It seems like also when I was in California, all right, there was like the most powerful earthquakes over the last 20 and 25 years. I'm going to name one earthquake Kawhi, and I'm going to name the other earthquake Paul, because that's pretty much what happened, right? We knew this Anthony Davis stuff was going to go on. And then it was like, who's going to be the third man? You know, it turns out, I guess it's Boogie Cousins, I guess. But they're stockpiling with a lot of veterans, you know, LeBron's his super friends and that sort of thing. But then in L.A. on the other side, we knew Kawhi was in play for the Clippers, but then he turns around and it becomes clear that he wanted to bring his own, like, his own super friends together. Maybe like the more socially awkward super friends, maybe the calmer super friends, maybe the more introverted personality super friends, right? He was going to get Kevin Durant. He wanted KD to play with him. Turns out Paul George is the man. And here's my thing for you, Jason. When I think of now, not only what the Clippers can do offensively, but defensively, Jason. This idea of Kawhi Leonard, two-way player, Paul George, two-way player, Patrick Beverley defending the top of whoever they're playing against. I kind of think, Jason, that the Clippers are deserving NBA Finals favorites right now out of the West. Do you think the Lakers have become the odds-on favorite in these? Is it the Clippers, or do you like one of these other moves of the Western Conference? Where is the balance of power in the West right now?
Yeah, it stays with the Clippers.
You do?
Okay. The only issue is that you have to understand how other players play, how they mesh together, all
right.
of that, right? That hasn't happened for the Clippers, but it doesn't need to.
Why do you say it doesn't need to? Doesn't it need to happen for any team?
Well, or like, is it? You see what Kawhi did in 1 year
yes.
with Toronto. So you have that type of player who seems to be okay with almost any other player.
Okay.
And a Clippers team that basically has a foundation that's already set.
Right.
I like that addition. And you also add Paul George, who popping, you know, a spot up shooter.
Yeah.
That works in pretty much every situation.
Okay, so you're saying they are more versatile. They are more nimble. They can play more amorphous roles, which is sort of what's happening in the NBA right now, right?
Yeah, and also the curve is going to – their learning curve is going to be quicker.
Okay, as opposed to the purple and gold, you're saying what? And is that like, tell me what, you think that this is has to be – I hear that they're going to put LeBron at point even. You know, this idea of what, just pick and roll with AD, just lob it up to whatever it's Cousins or AD, that's what you think is what, harder to master?
It's going to be harder to master. Okay. There's not a concept there.
Oh, okay. I see. Whereas the Clippers, they have a system.
They have a system.
Okay, so wait, here's my thing. Because the other, in my opinion, big old domino to fall here, right? First, we know about the LA balance of power. We know about those earthquakes that happened. I'm not being disrespectful. I was out there. The other kind of domino that then happened was people were not expecting Paul George to leave Oklahoma City, right? And in essence, what Oklahoma City was doing was turning around after the big old draft haul that they got. They turn around and they tell Russell Westbrook, in essence, figuratively, we don't give a damn about the next 4 years. We don't care about, like, the rest of your prime. In essence, we are kicking the can down the road. So Russ is like, all right, then do something with me, right? And we didn't think it was going to wind up being Houston. I thought we heard Miami with Jimmy Butler. We heard some other ideas. It turns out being Houston. You said you have to think about how people play together. Now, I know that Harden and Westbrook have played together in Oklahoma City. You're smiling, right? Because you know where this is coming. I'm not exaggerating, Jason. I think these are two of the more ball-dominant players that maybe have ever lived on planet Earth. I'm not kidding, right? Yeah. Think about this in terms of, like, usage rate, right? Like, listen, Harden, it works. It works. Westbrook, it sort of works, right? But how will – you talk about the way they mesh, the way they play together. How will this work?
I really don't know.
Oh, right.
I'll be entirely honest. You're as good, if you're in a Westbrook team, you're as good as the Westbrook team can take you, the way he plays.
Right, but you don't think that Harden now, all of a sudden, you were talking about Paul George, the impact on Paul George as a shooter. Part of Paul George looking like a better shooter is that he had Russell Westbrook, opening space for him on some level with drives and kicks. Won't that happen on some level with James Harden? Won't Harden get some better shots? Could Harden average, 38 for a season?
It's going to be a D'Antoni experiment. I actually read about something today. D'Antoni and Harden are early in the clock players.
Right, they 7 seconds or left.
Westbrook is at, on average, 21 or 22. It's towards the end of the
clock.
Absolutely.
So who is the – isn't though Westbrook is the primary ball handler for that team?
I think you have to.
It has to, right, because he can't shoot.
Shoots under 30%.
So it has to be, right?
From three.
So what, he's going to be still trying to do his thing for 20 seconds and then just get bailed out in the last five by Harden every time?
I will say, Dan, your guess is as good as mine, okay. But that's the only option they have.
All right, so let me. There's a few other teams I want to discuss because when I look at this, when I look at these odds, yeah. Right, I see Los Angeles, I see Houston. Am I crazy, Jason, or is for the first time ever, are people just sleeping on the Golden State Warriors? Here's what I don't understand. Jason, the Golden State Warriors are 15-1 to win the NBA championship. Literally for the last, 4 years? The Golden State Warriors have been minus money, like favorites against the entire rest of the NBA. You're going to tell me, okay, I understand Kevin Durant is gone, right? You without Kevin Durant, okay, they are this team that won 70 games and all this stuff. I understand Klay Thompson's not there. You think even without Klay Thompson and maybe with D'Angelo Russell, they're not good enough to, be a playoff team until March when Klay Thompson comes back, and then you have the same team that won 73 games? It's not like D'Angelo Russell can't score. Why are people hating on the Warriors? They're not one of the still the top 5-6 teams in the West. They're not better than the Denver Nuggets still right now?
Oh, no.
They're not.
I don't think so. You lose three defenders, too. Thompson, injury. Durant is amazing.
Andre Iguodala, the Loonies and world. Listen, they got Willie Cauley-Stein. I think it's a very interesting signing who may fit them a little bit better. But I hear what you're saying, the defensive impact. I started with the defensive impact on the Clippers, right, with that threesome and how they will be able to defend. I think that is a very good point, Jason. I think the scoring will still be there. The name recognition is still there. But you're right. I think I even saw on social media a GIF or something of Draymond Green. And it was imagine Draymond Green out there with D'Angelo Russell and Steph Curry at the top of the floor playing defense, and looking and being like, where's AI? Where's Clay? So that could be the impact. But are you telling me you don't think the Warriors are still a playoff team? Come on.
Yeah, they're 7 or 8.
Right. Yeah. And then Clay Thompson will be there.
These other teams moved up. Jazz are still together, made a couple of moves.
Yeah, I like them with the Mike Conley move.
Nuggets might get a healthy Porter back.
Sure. Okay.
Right. And Portland, their center is coming back.
All right. So I hear that. So you got two LA teams. You got a Houston team. You're talking about Portland. You're talking about Denver. Golden State is still there. There's some up and coming teams as well. We'll talk about this a little bit more, and then we will turn our attention to the NFC East. I know he's got some thoughts on who the number one overall running back should be. We'll talk about that. We'll put the fun and functional sports content with the Stats Overbeat Cypher as well. Holler at your boy. Vote in the poll. We getting it in. It is a summertime Monday here on Fantasy Freestyle, episode 300. Ooh, I was wrong. Episode 383. We've done this even more than thought. Dilly Dilly, come on back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Galladay was the number one wideout for the Lions. Galladay, it would be so nice. Welcome back. Fantasy Freestyle here with Dave Martinez, the Spin Statistician. I got to let you guys know, Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? Well, if you do, go to pointsbet.com/grid and open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. Now, check this out. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. So, for example, if you bet the Texans -3, and they win by 7, you will receive 7 times your bet. That is pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. And also, it is my duty to let you know that if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See the website for details. I wonder, though, if you actually have a gambling problem, I guess you probably are listening to this network. So we got to remember to do that. We do this responsibly. I do love this, though, this idea of multiplying your bet. I can't wait for the college football season. I already looked week 2. Oklahoma. What up, Sooner Lisa? Oklahoma has North Dakota coming to town. I'm thinking that's when I'm going to use my free bet. Multiply it by like the 47 points they're going to win by in week 2 of the college football season. But listen, one of the things we got to clean up here is our talk about the basketball season. I got my man Jay Hove here, friend of the Stats Over Beats, Cypher. We were talking about all these big dogs in the Western Conference. In the East, real quick, before we go back over there for some of the surprise teams. In the East, listen, is it a two-horse race? Is it really Milwaukee and Philadelphia? And, you know, I mean, I know Philly, they lost some guys. They lost Jimmy Butler. They get Al Horford, though. Do you see anybody breaking through, or is it kind of Philadelphia, and is it Milwaukee out there in the East?
Yeah, I do. I think maybe the third team would be – it's interesting how Kemba fits into the Boston Celtics.
Could he even be better there than Kyrie was?
Yeah, less ball dominant. He's ball dominant, but way less than Kyrie.
Right.
I think you optimize Brown and Tatum a little bit more.
Brown, Tatum, even Hayward one more year healthier, you know, that sort of thing. So Boston is still in there as well. But in the break, we were talking about the New Orleans Pelicans. Listen, we know about Zion. We know about, you know, Drew Holiday, and we're going to maybe talk a little bit about, you know, Drew Holiday's mom in a little bit. She's got some advice we may get into. We know about, you know, all of the guys they acquired, really, right? You know, Lonzo and, you know, Ingram. They go out and, you know, sign some guys, J.J. Redick among them, have a decent draft. Is New Orleans, like, competing for a 8 seed this year? Are they 1 year away? What do you expect out of Zion? Is he really, like, this franchise-altering piece like so many people expect?
I think he can be. The whole issue was his conditioning, what I read about. That's fine. The NBA takes care of that, I think, right?
Really?
I think he'll be fine there. Ball. I'm a big Lonzo Ball fan.
Really?
Lonzo Ball with Zion Williamson together, I think, can be very special, especially with wing guys like Hart and Ingram, who can put the ball in the basket. I like the Pelicans. Maybe not this year, in the next 3 years. Absolutely.
Really? Okay, so when LeBron rides into the sunset, when Anthony Davis is obviously hurt for 30 games and that sort of thing, Kawhi keeps it moving or something like that.
I'm not a
better. They're on the upswing.
Yeah, I'm not a better, but I bet when that trade happened, the Pelicans would finish better than the Lakers.
Really? Well, that's an absolutely crazy take, but we shall see. We shall see. I mean, listen, LeBron is not getting any younger. Anthony Davis doesn't really finish season, so I understand it. But listen, we'll see what happens in year one of that Zion experiment. Let's turn our attention a little bit to football, Jason. You know, we're talking a little bit about the NFC East, and here's what I do, Jason, for people who don't know. All right, I give people in fantasy, I give them, for the teams in the NFC East, I give you a diamond, and I give you a Fugazi. That's a player to forget about, you know, for this fantasy football season. And then I give you kind of leans on division totals. I mean, division plays, who's going to win the division. I give you the season under over that I like. And listen, I've been doing this. You asked me, this is now, by the way, for the Stats Over Beats Cypher, the 380-something episode. This is going into the fourth football season that we have been doing this together here on the Fantasy Sports Network. I gave people, check the tape, Jason, I gave people this time 2 years ago, the Philadelphia Eagles would win the Super Bowl. That was like a 20-25-1 on this air. I was like, I really like Philadelphia. In 2017, before the baseball season, they weren't even the favorites to win their division, and I said the Houston Astros would win the World Series, okay? So what we do is we give people early winners in the 15-20-25-1 range, okay, that you can already lay. I've already told you guys, in the AFC, I am on the Chargers. I am on the Colts this year. In the NFC, NFC. I've told you about the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers in FU mode. I've told you about people are sleeping on the Atlanta Falcons, in my opinion. They have 13 games indoors this year, Jason. 13 of their 16 games are indoors. That's good for Matty Ryan and that. You know, that offense that got away from Steve Sarkisian, let's say. But let's get it into the NFC East. All right, obviously, we know where your loyalties lie here. This guy is not a J-E-T-S, Jets fan, so we don't need the damn it, Dahl Strong style, but is a fan of that team across, you know, on the other side of MetLife, who, by the way, you know, was kind of a laughing stock for a little while. You're not hanging your opinion on the idea that Daniel Jones is athletic, but I digress. Let's start with some of these other teams. I got Diamonds and Fugazis for you for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm a fan of Miles Sanders, people. Okay, I think Miles Sanders can be in that fourth tier of running back. I think he can be a flex play for you. Here's the thing. Jordan Howard, who they acquired. Remember I said Philly was going to be getting a running back all year long, all offseason. I was like, they're going to get a running back. Maybe it's Shady McCoy. Maybe it's Jordan Howard. It turned out to be Jordan Howard. They run the same system in Philly that they do in Chicago. All right. Jordan Howard is going to be a plotter, going to be an early down guy. They want to develop as many weapons as possible, Philadelphia. They are a fantasy herd between Jeffrey Aguilar. They get DeSean Jackson. You know about Ertz. They have Goddard as well. They want to have weapons in the passing game. This profiles to be Miles Sanders, in my opinion, Jason, not Jordan Howard, especially in PPR leagues, things of that nature. I don't expect Jordan Howard to be much of anything. Go with the rookie Miles Sanders. I think he will lead this committee in Philadelphia this year. When I talk about a Fugazi, someone to forget about, it is all relative, Jason, okay? I am not trying to say that this player is bad. I'm not trying to say, listen, I have shares of this player. This player helped me win fantasy championships last year, but my Fugazi for the Philadelphia Eagles is going to be Zach It Hurts When I Pee, all right? And the reason why is because he is going to regress from last year. Last year, he set an NFL record for tight ends with 116 catches. You cannot expect him to repeat that. Okay, you can't expect him to repeat that when we have other weapons involved now, okay? They bring in DeSean Jackson. We talk about Miles Sanders. They are talking up the second-year tight end Dallas Goedert. I think Zach Ertz is going to be still Carson Wentz's best friend. I think he is the, you know, second or third best tight end. The only problem is he is not going to be worth the value that you are going to have to draft him in your fantasy league. Someone is going to take Zach Ertz in, like, the third round this year. And I don't believe he's worth that kind of value. I believe your tight ends in your second tier, your Hunter Henrys, your O.J. Howards, your Evan Ingrams, your Jared Cooks of the world, I believe that is going to approximate the same thing unless you are in one of these leagues where the settings give you extra points for the tight ends. In that scenario, I'm okay with getting Kelce early. I'm okay with getting Ertz early, okay, that sort of thing. But for me, Miles Sanders is the guy, and because it is such a fantasy herd, I am down on Zach Ertz this year. I want to tell you something very, very interesting, though, Jason, about the Philadelphia Eagles, and you should remember this when you're thinking about division matchups and stuff like that. The Eagles are the only team in the NFL this year that have a stretch where they play back-to-back-to-back road games, where they have three road games on a row, road games in a row. Other teams have it, like, with a bye in between. Other teams have it if you count, like, the London game and stuff like that, or a mini bye with, like, Thursday night going into Monday. The Eagles are the only team. Week 6, they are at Minnesota. Week 7, at Dallas. Week 8, at Buffalo. Now, you would think Buffalo is a game that they should be able to win on their schedule when you're just looking at opponents. But when I tell you it'll be Week 8, weather starting to turn in Buffalo, third game in a row on the road, after two NFC contenders, that could be a schedule loss for the Philadelphia Eagles as well. The Philadelphia Eagles, though, lead this division. Their win total is 9.5. I would lean a little bit over, but the reason I wouldn't take the over as a bet is because I still do not know about Carson Wentz's health. Okay, he's got that back injury. It could be, like a lot of people think, he's going to be all right for week one, but at the same time, we have seen these things linger. I am not positive. I'm a little bit off the Eagles. As I told you, I was the year early on them in the right spot, okay? But you got to be 1 year early on the next team, and I don't think that's the Philadelphia Eagles. Let me give you the New York Giants right here because, I'm going to have to start with the Giants, and we'll get Jason's reaction to it. Let me tell it to him right in his face, and then when we come back on the other side of the break, we can get some reaction, and we could also put the fun in functional sports content. Okay, first of all, Saquon Barkley is my number one overall player in fantasy. okay? He just is, especially after the Zeke Elliott talking contract stuff, okay? My diamond in the rough for the New York Giants is Evan Engram. For me, Evan Engram is a function of the rest of the options and the rest of the targets that the quarterback has. In year one, he bucked the trend of doing badly for a rookie tight end. He was able to, but why? Because that season, Odell Beckham went down. Sterling Shepard went down. Brandon Marshall, who was there, went down. Like, Roger Lewis filled in for 2 weeks, and he went down. That was a function of the options that were there. Last year, when a lot of people were high on him, Odell was there. Oh, by the way, this new guy named Saquon was there as well, and he did not perform as well as his ADP. This year, with Odell Beckham gone, okay, the potential change in quarterback midseason where a new quarterback would want the security blanket of the tight end, okay, and the fact that, honestly, Golden Tate doesn't motivate me, Sterling Shepard doesn't motivate me, I think Evan Engram is back in that situation where he could compete for the team lead in targets. I think that's good enough to be tight end 5 or 6 in fantasy this year. Of all the dearth of weapons, even when Eli Manning in his noodle arm, I think Evan Engram is in fact someone you could like. Who is my Fugazi for the New York Giants? And Jason, what do you think is the right play? The season win total for the Giants is right now at 6. We'll find out from a Giants fan if he actually wants to bet that they will win more than 6 games this year. I know this man's money. He doesn't throw it around lightly. I know what that means he's got to say. Let's check it back on the other side of the break. It's the Fantasy Freestyle with the Spitting Statistician, Stable Genius, and Vocal Minority. Come on back. We talk NFC East, Diamonds, and Fugazis. You heard?
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans, they do the Humpty Hump. Come on, we do the Humpty Hump. Yo, 383rd convening of the Stats Overbeat Cypher here. Fantasy Freestyle with the real deal, Stats Overbeat Cypher. Listen, Mendo Bruce out here. We're looking at Diamonds and Fugazi, strong style, agreeing with me about Sterling Shepard. See, that's the thing. But a lot of people here now, Jason, are talking about Golden Tate. Mendo Bruce is saying Tate will outperform Shepard. Here's the thing. I'm a little bit down on Tate, guys. I got to tell you why. Here's the reason why. Okay, Golden Tate is someone, and here's one of my new stats that I'm really into, Jason. It's called ADOT, which is the average depth of target, okay? And so that's the thing. You'll know these guys are like, oh, this guy stretches the field. This guy's a deep threat, right? And you know right now in the NFL, you see a lot of guys, the bubble screens, the short routes, that sort of thing. One of the stats that you're going to hear me talking about, because listen, Stats Overbeat Cypher, you know, say it with me. I do not only give you a fish, I teach you how to fish, okay? And ADOT is a stat we're going to be talking about a lot this football season, okay? Golden Tate has a very, very low ADOT. Okay, in Detroit, there are a lot of those quick slants, a lot of those bubble screens. Now, here's the difference. When he's in Detroit, Jason, he has Kenny Golladay to stretch the field. When he's in Detroit, he has Marvin Jones to stretch the field. When he's in Detroit, he has Matthew Stafford as a quarterback who likes to be a gunslinger. That was more the design of the offense, Jason. Now in New York, he's got noodle arm Eli Manning at quarterback. Here's the other part, Jason. If you're a defensive coordinator playing against the Giants, I'm putting everyone in the box to defend Saquon Barkley, right? I'm putting 8, 9, they say 8 men in the box is a lot. I'm putting 9, 10, 11. I'm putting all 53 men in the box against Saquon Barkley. In that environment, with Golden Tate and the slot right there, with people right effing there, I don't know that Golden Tate is someone who works with what they are going to be seeing defensively. I think you need an Odell Beckham to stretch the field is what you need. That's why Golden Tate is a little bit of a fugazi for me. What do you think about this Giants offense? Does that resonate with you? Does that make sense? You talk about in basketball how they're used. In football, it's the same thing. I just think we're going to be seeing a lot of people up on the line of scrimmage against these Giants. And who is that guy who's going to scare you over the top? Yeah. Right. So it's, we got to get that mic on. There's, you know, there we go.
I'm sorry.
There we go. Oh, okay, so it's going to be Shepard. You like Shepard?
I like Shepard. I like Shepard over Tate for the short slants, and that's what's going to happen.
All right, we shall see. Like I said, though, the win total for these Giants are six. As I look at their schedule, the one positive thing I will say about the Giants, okay, I think their schedule smiles upon them. Check this out. They have the shortest travel schedule in the entire NFL. Okay, no one travels fewer miles than the New York Giants. This is augmented by the fact that in like early November, they have a quote-unquote road game against the New York Jets, which does not involve much travel, and I understand that. But what are you talking about? If I put a gun to your head here, six wins over under that one.
Even.
Okay, you think that's a good number. I also think that is an interesting number. My problem would be, though, if they do, in fact, make the turn to Daniel Jones, they're going to. How many starts do you think Daniel Jones gets? What if I tell you that their bye week, right? The bye week is like, well, for Washington, it's week 10. You know, the bye week is a little bit earlier on in the season. You think they make that move to Daniel Jones?
I think Eli's not getting hurt.
Right.
Right. So it's just going to be how bad the record is.
Right. So once they
get
out of. Once they get out of contention, week 9, like 2-7, something like that.
That's where they're
you have to do that, right? They have to pull the plug on it. You have to realize that we're moving over. And so here's my thing. That's also could be another thing with all of these Giant weapons. We talk about Sterling Shepard or Golden Tate. I'm talking now to Mendo Bruce and everybody else that's out there. With any of these teams that have a threat of changing quarterbacks in the season, okay? What's going to happen also here, remember this, that new kid that's coming in, they're coming in, we talked about it, what, week 10, week 11, week 12. That is exactly when you need your wide receiver 3 to pop off for your playoff push, right? So don't give me that. I feel the same way about these other teams. The Washington football team, the Denver Broncos, okay? Miami, okay? When they're going to make the move to Josh Rosen at some point, they have to find out about him. They're going to make the move to Drew Lock. They're going to make the move. I even think in Cincinnati, it's going to go real bad, and Andy Dalton's going to get pulled. You have to consider the team they play for, the offense they will be in, the kind of situation they will be in, if they are in contention or not, because these are the players you are going to need in weeks 10, 11, 12, and then, of course, in the fantasy playoffs, when some teams that are at our contention are just letting the kids play. So that is something you absolutely have to say. Gregory Castillo here says, unfortunately, says Barkley hurts a hamstring, book it. I don't know if I agree with that, and God willing for us New Yorker fans out here, that's not the case. If that happens, Wayne Gallman is your handcuff for all those who want to know. We got time. We should do, you know what, though? Let's do this. Danny, I know, Danny, you with me down there in the pit of misery, my brother, man?
You know I'm always here.
I know you are. Here's what we're going to do. Our football talk, our basketball talk went a little bit long, but now everybody should know we are doing two episodes of Freestyle in a week, okay, Monday and Thursday. So what we'll do is we did Giants, we did Eagles. Today we'll do Washington football team. We'll do the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday. We'll see if this Ezekiel Elliott situation moves a little bit. He claimed that he wants another contract, just like Melvin Gordon. I actually think that would change for me where Ezekiel Elliott goes. For me, Zeke Elliott was in the top four. I think it is a big four. Obviously, Saquon. I, in fact, have Zeke Elliott, Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey round out the top four. If this news with, you know, Zeke becomes a little bit dicey, similar to how with Melvin Gordon, I bumped them down a little bit, you would have to bump Zeke Elliott down, and that would mean, in my opinion, Le'Veon Bell would go into the top four. But I digress. One of the things, Danny, we said we are going to do, I want to give the people a little bit of an update. because we are going to do the staff league here again, the Fantasy Pit of Misery Football League, and I am reserving one spot for a Stats Over Beats Cypher member. Okay, so if you follow the show, Mendo, Bruce, you know, Jer T, Strong Style, Jilly Dilly out there, and you want to compete against us, you have a chance. I'll let you know about it. If you want, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, at Spittin' Speeds. But Danny, one of the things we were going to do is we said we had the return of rapping athletes. And Jason knows about this. Jason knows my rapping career all the way back since, like, high school. All right? Knows about the Spittin' Statistician in earnest. What we do is we play some rapping athletes from time to time. And Damian Lillard, obviously, is, you know, somebody we've heard from before and stuff. But Danny, I played something for you earlier. It seems like we have another young kid going after Damian Lillard, right, Danny?
We do.
We do. It's Marvin Bagley III, who I believe was on the Kings, right, this last year as a rookie. He's coming for the crown. Let's see what he has to say. Let's play that, Danny. That's the second one, second half of this. Let's play what he said going after Damian Lillard. See what's up.
Are you dropped two tracks? Hey. Somebody done gassed him up. Let me go ahead and burp this little nigga.
There it is, Strong Style, loving it.
Look, I've been a cold-blooded assassin. Swear I don't just put the ball in the basket. I'm from the zone, nigga, who you been asking? I said your name a couple weeks ago, you been in the casket. And now you trying to rise up, I see you faking the passion. I'm finna turn this Dame Dollar to chump change. I'm that
Burning
mean,
Dame
that
Dollar
man,
to chump change.
Whatever you want, nigga, I'm that clean. You got two songs, whatever that mean. You shoulda did one, them niggas was gassing. And I ain't rocking with them folks that thought it was over. I'm finna sign with State Farm, I'll push you out of your stroller. I run the game like PlayStation.
Woo! Okay, interesting, Danny. Let's cue up the response. Okay, Strong Style saying, yeah, it's the Sacramento Kings. Hold on a second, Danny. Hold on a second now. We got to find out, first of all, yes, Strong Style, getting Austin Ekeler would be a good move because of the Melvin Gordon thing. We talked about that a little bit. Sacramento Kings, big man, Marvin Bagley III, representing Duke. Jason, what do you think? He brought like that smoke? You like it?
I want to know why, but I like it.
Well, I think he just know going after Damian Lillard was the way to get burned here, you know, the rapper to go after, the rapping athlete to go after. And he's been in – I've heard other stuff from Marvin Bagley when he was in Duke. So, you know, he's out there trying to take the crown.
Yeah, a little young.
Little young he's for little, it.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, so you got to respect the game is what you're saying here.
I think so. Dame seems like a pretty cool dude, too.
It's a process involved here.
It's a process.
Not only in building a championship contender, but in being a championship rapper,
exactly.
There is a process. Okay, fair enough. So I agree with this, thinking that maybe just Marvin Bagley isn't ready. You're right, though. D-Money, though, is out here saying, low-key, he got bars, though. What do you think?
I agree.
And saying, Dame Dollar, chump change. Ooh, Derek Scott saying, hey, out there. So, right?
He's not bad.
Not bad. Okay. All right, so let's see. This is Dame Dollar's response. Danny, we ready for this? All right, here we go. Let's see.
Bars, man.
Let's see what Damian Lillard has to say.
Grown man bars is something you got to deal with. So all that elaborated, fabricated, ain't going to equal up to this real shit.
More musical beat.
The things we do for the glitz and the glamorous. Follow backs and like pics from your camera. Was about to pass cause you still in a pamper, bruh. And I never seen Floyd spar with amateurs.
True.
So this the one and only time I'm picking up the phone. I'm the type to keep receipts and to be left alone. I was raised to always keep the family feud at home. On the setup, I teach you how to set the tone. Where I'm from, big bank, take little bank. I'm a couple hundred mil, this a field day. Don't respect it, it's not an issue to check it. Never really competed, but you boys getting reckless. I can tell this wasn't really what you wanted, though. Should have DM'd me again, what you want to know?
Ooh.
Say I'm lying, I put it out for the public. Asking about my third album before the second was published.
Ooh.
You a fan?
He wants to know about
my name and get disrespected. You in second, I'm from Oakland. A minute from getting hectic. Praying with an E and you gon' get your blessing. Your mouth and wrote a check that overdrew your checking. Look, I'm really solid like I say, so why you come for me? I got respect and both careers moving comfortably. You ain't established in the league for one. You got potential, but this rapping is a breeze at lunch. It's easy, you a clown, so go and enjoy the circus. Knee deep in the game and you barely scratching the surface. My car dressed in black, whenever making a purchase. High king come to battle, knowing the kingdom worthless, nigga.
Okay.
Stop playing with me, man.
All right, Danny. That sounds all right. Now, listen, I think he takes a second to get rolling there a little bit, but then he kind of puts it on him. We got people, Derek Scott over there. Oh, Strong Style being like he dropped the mic on him. What do you think? Dame Dollar response.
That's a grown man talking to a not yet so grown
man. That's it. He's talking about, listen, I got this money. I got this status. Like, why are you trying to use me to come for the throne? I agree with you. Danny, my man, the only one who is technically still in, you are assigned to a record label yourself, Danny. Why don't you tell me, what'd you like better here, bro?
I think I like Lillard better.
You like Lillard better, right? The second one, Dame Dollar.
Yeah.
Give me some analysis, brother man. Why is that?
It just seemed more relaxed. Like, he wasn't...
Ah, you like that flow.
But it was just like more... It was relaxing in the sense of more confidence in the I don't need to yell to make my... To put my point across. Like,
I feel that. I feel that. You know, the spitting statistician needs to take advice from Dame Dollar in this. By the way, guys, I'm over here on some laryngitis. They're working me to death. People were talking about this. People were saying, oh, yo, we need Speeds 2 hours for freestyle. Yo, we need Speeds 2 hours for freestyle. Well, I'm happy to let you guys know that not only... We'll freestyle now going into football season as we continue our previews talk every week. Be Monday and Thursday, but from 7 to 8 p.m. But on those nights, Mondays and Thursdays, your boy Speeds the Spitting Statistician will stay here in Studio 34 from 8 to 9 p.m. I am joined by my man Gabe Morency, Sports Rage. We are starting a brand new show for the Fantasy Sports Network. It literally starts in 5 minutes. A brand new show for the network. It's called In Game Live, where if you know your boy Speeds is on it, we're going to help you win your leagues and win that cash. Gabe Morency will tell you all how it's done. Thanks for stopping by for a couple of minutes, Jay. You know what it is. Stats Overbeat Cypher for real. And everybody in the chat room, vote on the poll right now. 61% of y'all still like the way the athletes are doing this. Dame Dollar doing it as well. Holla back. We'll see you on Thursday. We'll talk the rest of the NFC East. And, you know, we'll continue to have fun with Stats Overbeat Cypher. If you want to be in this football league, let me know. I'm out. Peace.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Not even their power shots, you know, but they're like slices, the ones that they put a lot of spin on. You have no idea how much that ball moves, okay? Like, you could be sitting there, and when they hit one of those slices that has action on it, you'll just straight, it'll wind up 20 feet away from you because of the movement on it, you know? And with those serves, it's almost like, Joe, it's almost like a shootout in soccer, how the goalie has to kind of guess on one level, is he going to go left or right? It almost feels like when you're at the tennis and returning serve, you got to guess on some level. Like, are they going to go up the middle or to the head? You know, because like you said, it's coming so fast. It's absolutely ridiculous. You don't really see it until you're up close. Kind of the same with any sport, Joe. Once I was on the NFL sidelines, and I had no idea how big like the damn punters were. They were, you know, Godzilla freaks of nature, athlete men, and it was the punter. You know what I mean? So you don't really appreciate it until you're up close.
The speed of it, like even in NFL, when you're it's different than in the stand. When you're up close on the field, the speed of the game is so, it's just so, it's faster than anything you think of as you're sitting on the couch when you're actually down there up. It's just crazy.
The trenches.
Yeah. And the same thing here. I mean, with tennis, it looks fast from my couch, like sitting on my ass. I'm like, that is ridiculous. And you don't know if it's a backhand or a forehand. Like, you have no idea which way it's going. And it's coming 120 miles an hour, which is what, listen, I won't even play
enough. See, like, the way they slide at the end of their shots, slide into it or whatever. I wouldn't even be coordinated enough to do that. You know what I mean?
Without falling, breaking an ankle. Yeah, exactly.
An ankle in the first game and have to retire.
I played racquetball once, man. I had a dude was talking smack to me that, oh, you don't understand what kind of athlete you got to be to play racquetball. And at the time, I was, you know, I was in a hell of a lot better shape than I am now. So, and I kept telling the guy, you're full of crap. So we threw a couple of bucks down. And I get in there, and he's all decked out. You know, he's got goggles. He's got, you know, brand new equipment. I'm like, just give me a racket, dude. Let me see what's going on here. So I get up, I guess, to serve first, and so I do it, and the ball comes back and hits me square in the cheek, dude. Like I could not get out of the way of my own serve, and I just basically gave the guy a racket back. I paid him, and I left. I had a welt on the side of my cheek for like 3 days, and I'm like, I can't even get out. This is a stupid game. I couldn't even get out of the way of a damn racquetball that I served. I ain't getting on a court with Serena at 110 mile an hour serve. It's just not happening, man.
That's all right, Joe. All we got to do is predict who's going to win these things, and
yeah,
we'll be all
right.
You know, I completely agree with you. Keep me on the golf course. Keep me playing horseshoes at the barbecue. Keep me playing like beer pong, and I'll be good to go.